A word for you from Mark chapter 8 verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It continues to say in verse 38. Jesus is speaking in this context here of winning your life, or of keeping your life, survival, ultimate eternal survival. And he has said that whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for his sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. So in that context, Jesus says, but what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So he's explaining what he has said about a person denying himself, taking up his cross and following him, and losing his life for Jesus' sake. And as we explained last time, it doesn't just mean martyrdom, but it also means the surrendering of your self-will to him. And really, that is the act of committing your life to him, saying, Lord Jesus, you are Lord, and therefore I make you Lord of my life. You are King. You are the Savior. And then you lose your life in him, and actually you gain it. But those who seek to keep their plans and their self-will, those who stay in rebellion to him, who seek rather to gain the world and not Jesus Christ and eternal salvation, instead they lose themselves. And Jesus says, but what will it profit you, even if you succeed in doing this and you gain the whole world, but you lose that which is eternal, and that is your soul? Maybe you are seeking and striving to be successful in this world, to be happy according to your plans. But Jesus actually says here that even if you gain the world and the things that you think make you happy, you will be eternally unhappy, for you will lose your own soul. Is your soul saved? Do you belong to Christ? Or is it the truth that you are actually losing out, and you're struggling and striving, and you are full of fatigue and trouble as you seek to gain the world and the pleasures and the affirmation of the world, but in the process you are losing your soul? Is there some sin that you're busy with and you're losing your soul because you do not bow to God because of it? Well, what can you give in exchange for your soul? Even the world cannot pay for you, but Jesus has paid the price.